time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? Look at that forecast.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's like blinking lights or something at us. It's just, it looks so good.
Yeah.
Just can't avoid it.
Don't see a waiver on it, really. That's a good thing.
No. No. And, I mean, if you like, well, I was going to say we're nearing 80 for high temperatures. We're not going to get there. Well, we might get there. You never know. But, boy, that's a lot of nice numbers on that forecast.
Yeah.
Chart here for the next several days here in the Nishna Valley. So if you like nice springtime, late spring weather, you're going to get it here this week.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get going here today. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got a used luxury water softener in like new condition. Two used 15 cubic foot amount of chest freezers, both very clean. Used refrigerator with bottom freezer. Got one new microwave hood in the box priced for quick sale. 40-gallon natural gas water heater. Got a 40-gallon LP gas direct vent water heater in very good condition. Use two-door refrigerator with top freezer, two of those to select from. Use gas and electric clothes dryers and two other microwave hood combinations, one demo model in stainless steel and one bisque color with some slight damage. Got lots of freezers in stock, chest and upright, sizes from 5 to 10, including 25 cubic foot, and most of them in stock for quick delivery or pickup. That freezer goes down on you and that food's thawing, call W&S, we'll take care of the problem. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver and install all the old heater away, and of course do take care of the service after the sale. Dishwashers, convertible, portable, and built-in, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Still have a few closeouts on some models because of model changes, and yes, we deliver them when we install them and service them after the sale. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, before we get going this morning, I do want to throw in, too, if you check our contest and promotions page, last week was the end of the early sign-up period where you get a discount for our Branson trip, but you still have time to sign up for Branson if you'd like to go. $475 is the per-person price for double occupancy if you want to do that. Go to our contest and programs page, and before we had kind of a summary of and then the price list and things, well, I've also added yesterday the actual itinerary for our Branson trip to that as well. So if you're wondering, and I know a number of folks have called out and said, hey, can you get me a copy of that? Well, we just put it online, too, so you can take a look at all that information if you'd like to know exactly when and where and all the details and stuff. So check it out online, our contest and programs page. And just because you missed the early deadline, some people need a little more time to make that decision. So if you want to do that, you have until April 13th. So you have just about a month to still make that decision if you'd like to go with us. I've also put on there, too, a little note that right now we are at 76. We can accommodate up to 100 people, and it doesn't really matter if we end there at 76 or not. It's we have space for 100, so if you still want to go, we have 24 more slots that are still available, and it doesn't really matter how we fill those up, if it's doubles or triples or four people to a room, however you want to do that. It's up to you how you register to go with us, but we have 24 slots still available if folks would like to grab those yet. We're happy with where we are right now, but we still have some space on the bus if you'd like to come along. So check it out, make that decision, and stop on out here to the station and get yourself signed up if you'd like to do that. Thought we'd take a little bit of time because Chris is just dying. He's just dying to tell you what he thinks about the NCAA basketball tournament. You can't get enough of that stuff.
I get pretty excited this time of year, I have to admit. I get a little caught up.
Well, of course, Sunday night, if you were watching any of those selection shows and then the shows that follow on just about every sports channel on TV, you got your fill of analysis and over-analysis and what have you. And then, well, you've got some other boneheads that don't really know much and just talk and tell you what they think. But then come Monday, everybody has a chance to kind of digest everything a little bit. And now tonight they'll get started with those the first two of the four play-in games. Well, I guess they don't like us to call them play-in games.
Yeah. First round
games, whatever. But yeah, as all that stuff gets started here. But Iowa State made it into the NCAA tournament, so they are having an opportunity. Don't like their draw very well. How about you?
Yeah, it'll be an interesting game. The first one's a tough one. You know, anytime you play the defending national champion, that says a little bit about their program. But yeah, that'll be a tough one. I think I think they have a chance to win that first game, but obviously the next game is going to be very, very tough. Kentucky's kind of looming large there in the next round, and they're a pretty talented team.
Yeah, I'm afraid that so many things have to go right for Iowa State to really make a decent run in the tournament, you know, especially with the lack of experience. I mean, they do have a couple of kids. Chris Allen's got a load of experience in the NCAA tournament. Now, how that plays over to the rest of the kids, you know, it's really hard to tell. Boy, Connecticut's, that's going to be a tough one, I think, in the first round, though, just because of all the experience that they have. I mean, these kids made a run to the title last year. Now, granted, some of these kids weren't playing last year, but they might have been sitting on the bench, getting a little bit of time here and there. You know, there's something to be said, and there's a little bit of experience coming back there.
Yeah, they've got some guys that have been there before, and they're an odd team because they kind of had an up-and-down season. They, you know, finished below 500 in their conference, which, you know, doesn't speak volumes for you know, a lot of quality, but it is a tough conference. But they had a slump there. Of course, their coach wasn't on the sideline for the whole season. It seems like since he's been back, they've been playing better. So we'll see if that carries over or not here into the big tournament.
Yeah, you just wonder. Sometimes you wonder how much a coach can make a difference during a game.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of seems that
apparently
way with Calhoun,
doesn't
it?
It sure seems that way.
Because they really struggled with those games when he was gone. And then all of a sudden, down the stretch, they made a nice run, a decent run into the big the Big East tournament. But, yeah, it'll be an interesting ball game. They play what time? That's Wednesday night, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Thursday night. 8:20 is scheduled tip time for that one. Of course, it's the last game of the day at that location, so it could be a little bit later or earlier than that. But that's around the time they're scheduled to get the TV broadcast going.
So take a nap between games earlier in the day?
Yeah, it'll be a late one, I'm sure.
just never know. Now, that's part of the South region. Kentucky's the top seed there, and they have Duke, the number two seed. It's hard to argue those.
Yeah, those are two, you know, pretty solid teams, and you thought that's where they were going to be before the brackets came out as far as seeding goes.
Any surprises there for you?
And in that region, unfortunately, I think it's too bad that VCU and Wichita State are playing in the first round, because those are two teams that either one of them, I think, can make a nice run and make some surprises, at least to get to the Sweet 16. I like Wichita State to get to the Sweet 16, but that'll be a really fun game in the first round. I also think a team that could surprise people if they play to their potential is Baylor. They're a team that's kind of underachieved really all year long. They've got a ton of talent. It's just a matter of putting the pieces together. They looked a lot better during the Big 12 tournament, and I think they're a team that could do a lot of damage.
And I have them getting through to the regional semifinals, but then losing to Duke. And I struggled with that. At first I picked Baylor, and I thought, oh, I don't know. Krzyzewski's so good at preparing teams.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't too sure about that one.
But I've got that same matchup, but I do have Baylor winning that one.
Yeah. That's an interesting match. Scott Drew's, he's proved to be he's an interesting recruiter, but
yeah, that's for sure. He's been able to get the guys there.
But it's kind of interesting. Well, who do you have for your final four picks?
Well, out of that region, I've got Kentucky coming out of the South.
Okay.
For the West down below there on that same side of the bracket, I like Missouri in that region. And then in the Midwest, I like North Carolina to come out of that one. That'll be a fun, I think, matchup there at the end of the road there between I got Carolina matching up against Kansas, and that'll be a fun game. And then also in the East, that's kind of my surprise Final Four team. I tweaked that one last night. I originally had Syracuse, but I'm going with Florida State now. I think they're going to come out of that region just the way they're playing here at the end of the year. They've got a lot of experience. They went to the Sweet 16 last year with a lot of the same kids, and of course, they made the run to win the ACC going through both Duke and Carolina, so that was impressive to me. I think they've got the makeup of a team that can make the run.
Well, like you, I have Kentucky coming out of the South, although I have Michigan State coming out of the West. Mm-hmm. I've got Michigan State and Missouri getting to the West Final, and then Michigan State winning there. In the East, I've got Ohio State. I've got Ohio State beating Florida State in the regional semis, and Ohio State knocking off Syracuse in the regional final. Jared Sullinger just hasn't seemed to have played very well to his potential this year. And it just seems to be, for the most part, it seems to be almost out of shape, you know, with those injuries he had earlier and the time off and stuff. I don't know. I just feel like at some point, because I don't think he's going to be around. I think this is it for him.
Yeah.
I think he's a two and done.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to probably go to the NBA after this season. So there's a little motivation there to play well. But in the Midwest, I've got North Carolina and Kansas It's the Roy Williams Bowl. And I've got Kansas beating North Carolina. I like some of their players. The Robinson kid, I think, is maybe the best player in the country right now. He looks good.
Mm-hmm. He's a fun player to watch. Tyshawn Taylor is a really good guard, too. He's kind of one of those streaky players. You never really know what to expect out of him, but when he's good, he's really good. The interesting thing about that game, too, that if it does come down to that, that's actually a St. Louis site, so that could be a big advantage for Kansas, having some folks being able to travel very easily to that one.
Yeah, it's a lot easier for those Kansas folks to boo Roy Williams, isn't it? Yeah. You think they might do that? What about Creighton? What do you think they're going to? Can they beat Alabama in the first round?
I think they'll win their first round game. It's funny because I've heard some experts talk about that one, where it's Creighton, a team that can do nothing but play offense, and Alabama, a team that can do nothing but play defense. So nothing's going to give, is what they said. I don't know. It's interesting. But I think they've got enough talent, and, it seems like tournament time. You look at a lot of teams, and you kind of find those teams that do have that star player that can carry a team on their back. And McDermott's played like that this year. So I think he's got a chance to, at least get him that far. And, of course, that sets up that interesting storyline for the next round. If they match up against Carolina, the old high school teammate matchup.
Yeah, and that leads us to the other issue, too, that I don't think the seeding is necessarily always done as far as the best team gets that seed. They might argue, and they might tell us it's completely different, but they'll never let us know what happens inside those rooms. But I think they have a little sense of humor there, too, when they put these brackets together, because there are just too many coincidences in some cases.
Yeah.
The obvious one from our perspective would be that the fact that North Carolina and Creighton could match up in the second round, which pits two of the those two old high school teammates against one another. And don't tell me for a second, that's from Ames, Iowa. They don't know that kind of stuff. Yeah, they do. Harrison Barnes was the top-ranked guy in the country that year. They know all about that. Then you got the possibility of North Carolina and Kansas meeting in a regional final, and that's just too obvious with the Roy Williams connection. And even over in the South, you've got a chance for Kentucky and Indiana to meet up in the semifinals of the regional. And, that was Kentucky's only loss up until the conference tournament when they stepped on their toe. But that was their only loss earlier in the season, was against Indiana.
Yeah.
It just seemed to be too many coincidences here and there.
Well, and you got the potential for that Kentucky-Duke matchup, too, and it's the anniversary of the Leitner game. So that's, you got to think that some of those things play into mind. It was interesting to listen to the guy after the selections were made for the seeding. He said, we go through and we make the seeding decisions, but then you go through and you have your bracket principles on where you need to place teams, and there's certain things you look at where the sites are and the regionals, and that sometimes affects the seeds. So sometimes a team that necessarily maybe earned a different seed doesn't get there because just the way the bracket is, they have to force to move some teams around.
Well, and if you've got tickets, if you were fortunate enough to get tickets at all to the games in Omaha for the NCAA tournament, then how much money you want to make?
Yeah, there'll be plenty of people that want them.
I think you're going to have better luck selling those tickets than you will watching the games, although there are it won't be bad. You got Missouri, you got Kansas, but I don't know. I didn't see too many great matchups at all that were going to happen there. I just think with Missouri and Kansas, you were saying the other day, with them being close in the ballpark, it's like stand outside and just have a bidding war for the tickets.
You
might be better off making lots of money.
Yeah, really the matchups aren't really all that intriguing compared to some of the other spots, but yeah, those two teams so close. They're going to get a lot of people, I'm sure, that make the trek up there to Omaha.
Very good. Well, and you probably can't get it. Unless you want to spend a fortune, you're probably not going to be able to get tickets for that anymore. You are going to have to spend a fortune, by the way, for them. But, there are still tickets available for women's NCAA tournament games. The first and second rounds played up in Ames. And there's some pretty decent matchups there, too, by the way. You're going to be surprised when you see Wisconsin-Green Bay play. They're one of the top 10 teams in the country. And a pretty good matchup if you got tickets to the Des Moines regionals, the regional semis and finals. You're looking at the possibility of Baylor with Brittany Griner, the best team by far in the country, and Tennessee is the second seed there. I mean, there could be some real good basketball played there, too. And tickets are much more reasonably priced for both Ames and Des Moines than they are for the men's tournament. So if you want to see some pretty good basketball there, too, some pretty top players, that'd be a place to go as well.
So who's your champion?
Kansas. Okay. I'm torn between Kansas and Michigan. I like the experience that they bring.
Yeah, those are two fun. Those are teams that could do it. I could see that. I got Kentucky just on kind of sheer talent alone. They've got a lot of solid players. They're very young. That's the only thing that concerns me, but they are pretty talented.
We'll see. It's, as we all know, it's one and done now, so your season only goes as long as you play well. So.
Yeah.
Very good. And Kendall still doesn't care.
How did you know that?
Well, you didn't jump in to tell us about your picks. Tell us about W&S.
Got Holland Gas Grills in stock, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burn guarantee. Water softeners by Luxury, assembled in Iowa. Cabinet models or split tank systems. Free test of water for hardness so we can help you properly size your water softener from W&S Appliance. Lots of refrigerators, over 70 in stock. Various good selection of models, colors, and prices. Got some excellent values on some freezers with French door models with bottom freezer. Got 31 cubic foot model in yesterday. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Lots of gas and electric ranges, freestanding on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Stop and see us. We've got to still have a closeout on two gas slide-in ranges at below wholesale cost. Stop and see us and try to do it today. Jim?
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kent. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and don't waste too much time at work watching all these basketball games, huh? And God bless America.